If you have your cake and you eat it too, if it's raining in the streets, are you dancing too? And I see your face, and I know that voice. Been too long now. I took the chance, and I rolled them dice. Oh, look out now. Oh, this fate's alive. As if it could be true.
Jeremy Caywood, thank you for being with us today. And look for him. Just Google Jeremy Caywood, C-A-Y-W-O-O-D. We've also directly linked to him online and on social media. Look for him, too, at the Double L in Millville, August 28th, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and Mr. Small's Funhouse, September 8th at 8 o'clock. Thanks to our other guests today, Michael Bizzelli from the Pittsburgh New Works Festival and Adam Seifertz of Westmoreland Cultural Trust. Thanks to Chad for a great mix. We will look for you next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.
Bugle Call. He didn't say what show it is that gets your weekend off to a good start. It's the Saturday Light Brigade. This is not that, though. I'm Jay Thurber. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. From I Want to Know to I Don't Know Why, But I Do.
I don't know why.
Henry getting us started. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Selma the Swig. You'll come loudly, scratch the chip against the group of archaeology, Jay Thurber, 1203. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. A great Saturday afternoon on tap for you. Let's play two. Mostly sunny skies today with a high of 83 right now outside our weather window, 75. We're going to check your full-time forecast just about 15 minutes.
It's a solid summer weekend. More music now.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. Well, you're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails down and I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. this world that you might eat at your trouble.
Great Balls of Fire!
And remember, if your Great Balls of Fire persist for more than 4 hours, call your doctor immediately. Just don't call me. Call Chris Montez instead on Radio 9.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, 'cause if you let me, I will always stay by you. You got to trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. Side forever. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around.
A lot of disc jockeys in the 60s thought Chris Montez was a girl. He's not. He's alive and kicking at age 79. Chris Montez here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber!
We have whiskey with your water, sugar with your tea. What are these crazy questions that they're asking of me? This is the wildest party that they ever could be. Well, don't turn on the light, 'cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. Mama said it ain't a way to have fun. Open up the window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking on the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette y'all smoke about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath. Thank you.
Randy Newman. On Radio 9, here come those swinging Supremes off that Motown Power Pole of hits.
I need love.
This is WRCT's Jay Thurber program, brought to you in part by Donahue's Downtown, Raywell's Hamburgers, Allegheny Airlines, and viewers like you.
Bazoom, di-di-di-do, bazoom, di-di-di-do, bazoom, di-di-di-do, bazoom. Music was playing, bazoom, the moon was shining bright. I heard someone saying, bazoom, oh what a lovely night. For my loving baby, going up and down the street and asking everyone I meet if they have seen an angel anywhere with pretty flowers in her hair. Tell me, where can she be? Love, love, and love her.
Bazoom.
My tears are falling for you. Love, love, and love her.
Bazoom.
My heart keeps calling for you. I need you badly.
Bazoom.
You know I love you madly. Feel so forsaken.
Bazoom.
My heart is almost breaking. Sweet love, loving lover, please come back.
Need your loving. I need your loving.
Bazoom. bazoom,
daddy-dee-do,
bazoom,
daddy-dee-do,
bazoom,
daddy-dee-do,
bazoom.
Song written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller for a group called The Cheers from way back in 1954, went to number 15 on the pop charts. You might know The Cheers better for this song. It was a number 6 hit for them 1 year later. Two in a row from guys you didn't know called The Cheers.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101.
Run,
well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, "Mother, I love you." He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, cause everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror. And she begged him not to leave. She said, "I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve." But her tears were shed in vain, and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. He took her like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, "I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise." But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found.
Sing along! Black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and his black denim jacket
with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun. And they never found the terror of Highway 101.
Two in a row from The Cheers on Radio 9.
Radio 9.
Sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me. I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I'd lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing. Let me cry and they'd be sad. Don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, cause you told me so. And I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, cause they know that I've got my
bad to me.
Jay Kramer and the Dakotas here from 1964 on Radio 9 at 12:20. Much more music time. New music from Weezer coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Hey there, keen teens. If you were in the McKeesport High School senior class of 1972, you have a 50th class reunion coming up. We actually had a couple of the folks from the planning committee here in the studio this morning. They're going to be guests on my talk show next Sunday. But they've got about 100 people out of almost 900 in their graduating class. They've got about 100 that they are still looking for. So if you have not yet been contacted and you were part of the class of 72, where were you in 72 at McKeesport High School? You can call Kathy at 412-419-6099. That's 412-419-6099. You can find them on Facebook at MASH72 graduating class. I went on a Facebook group for MASH, and all they wanted to talk about was what dresses Klinger was wearing. Anyways, their reunion is coming up the weekend of September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. So that is a public service announcement for them, looking for the lost members of the McKeesport Senior High Class of 1972. What else? Let me look here in my big book of things to announce. Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting 88.3 WYRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in more than 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. And if you're interested in underwriting on WYRCT, email PR@WYRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And this, then,
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Sunny skies this afternoon with a high near 83, clear overnight, low 64. Sunny on Sunday, 88. Clear Sunday night, 69. Monday, mostly sunny, maybe a thunderstorm overnight, 88 for the high, low overnight, 70. And then scattered showers on Tuesday, with a high near 84 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 74 in Beaver County, 71 in Butler, 75 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 72 right now at WRCT with new music from Weezer.
I hear records in my head everywhere that I go. I've got records in my head spinning out of control. They go round and around and again, round and around and again, round and around and oh yeah. Pillow drumming on the sofa. I keep on rocking past the coda. And even if the world is ending, as I go out, you'll hear me singing. I don't feel no pain. When people make me mad, I don't hear a word they say. The scratches. Sometimes I don't wanna deal. No one cares what I think or feel. Peel off the plastic, smell the vinyl. For me, it's like a holy Bible. I don't feel no pain. Cause I got my Novocaine. When people make me mad,
Music from Weezer Records. You go to humanrecordplayer.com. You can be the record player with your phone. And if anybody wants to know what you're doing, just tell them to... Wait a minute.
Well, how come that didn't work? My little bleeper didn't work.
You can just tell them to... off. My little bleeper went to... If you've ever had your bleeper go to... You know how that could be.
K-Tel presents another great new album. Believe in Music. 22 original hits. The original star, Daniel Boone.
McNeil.
Lighthouse.
Sunny
Looking Glass.
The sails say brand new.
Donny Osmond. Cher. OJ. Rod Stewart. Slade. Dr. Hook. Raspberries. The Hollies. And more. Gallery. Margin. Original hits, the original stars, only $3.99. On 8-track cartridge, $5.99.
Jay Thurber!
Go, go, Tiger!
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but it made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, closed down. Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you
That's Looking Glass here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. On Facebook and Twitter at jthurbershow.com, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12:30. This is Del Shannon. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Jay and the Americans on Radio 9.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you. Softer than a song.
more music.
Wonderful weekend.
Again? No, thank you. Grassroots on Radio 9. 75 degrees. We're going to check your forecast in less than 20 minutes. Stay tuned.
Hey, you!
What? Jackie Wilson.
Come on here on the floor. Let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor. Honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your backbone slip and work out. Ah, my mama moved up. Honey, move back. Shuffle to the left. Wobble to the right. Now
as you all do. Well, had you gone a new time, we'd meet again, for I told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me.
Canada there called the Stitch in Time on Radio 9. More music after these messages.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that. Do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
And hi again, sports fans. This is Biff Burns in the sports room with another guest from the world of sports. Today, delving into the history of one of our great sports, we have with us on deck Bim Decker, one of the champion ping pong players of all time. Bim, I'd like to fire away a few questions about the great game of ping pong.
Well, I wish you'd fire away, Biff, and I'm here to answer the questions. There's only one correction I'd like to make. It isn't ping pong. Table tennis
table
is what
tennis.
I play. There's quite a difference. Ping pong is just a 21 game. Table tennis, you play your regular tennis.
Right. Well, that
15 was love, 30 love, deuce, and so forth.
One of the questions I was going to fire at you here, so I'll have to find the second question.
With ping pong, you see, you just play first one that gets 21 points. It's kind of for kids, I think. Table tennis is regular tennis played on a small scale before a little crowd.
You're listening to Bim Decker, one of the outstanding all-star table tennis champs of all time. Bim, I understand that your left-handed backstroke has never been equaled by anyone in the game.
Well, I'm one of those fellows who can play with either hand. I sometimes flip the paddle over to my right hand or my left hand. Naturally, I'm a right-hander. But on occasions, I can give you a mean left-handed forehand, or, as you pointed out, my
left-hand
backhand, or backhanded left hand.
Right, and standing back as far as you do in those championship matches, you have plenty of time to switch from right to left.
Well, we stand back pretty far. It's because we wail that old pill. You can get hit with one of those, you know.
I understand that, Bim, you've been out of the ranks of the professionals for this past season. You had a recurrence of an old ailment, did you?
That's right. I have a hammer toe on one of my feet. My second toe is a hammer toe on my right foot.
Uh-huh.
And also, I swallowed a ping pong ball earlier in the campaign.
And it should, of course, make for a little bit tough going for a while. Tell me this. Who's the toughest opponent you've ever come up against in championship competition? By that, I mean you've met the best in the field. Would like to know just who you rate as the toughest opponent.
Well, I've read where they call me my own worst enemy. I'd say that I probably Myself, when I'm off, is the worst fellow I've met up against.
You yourself. Well, that's a
I don't
pretty
mean
modest
to say
statement.
That I haven't played other good players, but I think that I'm my own worst enemy.
As far
enemy
as the bad
there.
Players go, you're your own worst enemy.
That's right, I am.
I know there are a lot of youngsters listening in, Ben, who would like to one day grow up and pass from ping pong to table tennis and become a champ like yourself. What would you advise them to do to reach that height?
Well, you can't get started too early, I'd start by saying to the kids. Now's the time to pick up a ping pong ball, get to know the paddle. Play ping pong, table tennis every chance you get. Play fair. Play honest, play hard, play spirited. When you grow up...
Bam, I hate to do this, I hate to interrupt, but I see I'm getting a signal that our time is just about up. Before you go, I'd like to serve you up a real hard, fast one and have you give the folks a demonstration of that quick return of yours. Here it comes. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. It lodged in Bim's mouth. He had his mouth open, and we'll have to attend to that after we leave the air. Sorry, Bim. That's about all we have time for in the Sports Room Now, fans. Until next time, this is Biff Burns saying, until next time, this is Biff Burns saying so long.
This is wonderful radio.
Mongo, Santa Maria. We're going to check sports and weather next. Yeah. It is Mongo, Santa Maria here on Radio 9. Much more music time.
Mongo, Santa Maria.
Yeah, that's who that was. I'm Jay Thurber. We've got sports and weather coming up for you next. New music from Lit after we take care of these important messages. What else did I want to tell you about? Oh, I should read this announcement. And if it wasn't an announcement, Would it be printed on paper? Could I do this with it, ladies and gentlemen? Of course not. The Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund, administered by the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, supports homeowners who were financially impacted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, if you or someone you know owns their own home and they are in danger of losing it because of income loss due to the COVID-19 pandemic, call the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund at 888-987-2423 or go to pahaf.org. Now, these funds are available for mortgage reinstatement, mortgage payments, past due property taxes, insurance premiums, or utility payments. Homeowners must have experienced a financial hardship as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. They must be owning and occupying the property as their primary home, and their household income must be equal to or less than 150% of the area median income. So for more information, call pahaf.org, that's pahaf.org, at 888-987-2423, 888-987-2423. And if you need assistance filling out the application, you can call the housing counselor at the Mon Valley Initiative at 412-464-4000. That's a message from the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Pittsburgh Pirates lost their sixth game in a row, dropping a game at Philadelphia's Citizens Bank Park to the Philadelphia Phillies. Final score 7-4. It's the Bucks and the Phillies again today. Tyler Beede expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Pirates will wrap up their stand in Philly on Sunday with a 1:35 game. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Angels blanked the Blue Jays 12-0 and Reds over the Nationals 7-3. Washington Wild Things gave up 5 hits and yet still lost to the Lake Erie Crushers by a score of 2-1. In preseason pro football, Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Detroit Lions on Sunday at Acrisure Stadium. That game kicks off at 4:30. In college football, believe it or not, Duquesne Dukes are starting their season on the road taking on Florida State. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock today. It will be carried on the ACC network. Florida State, well, they've got Duquesne down there because they would like to get a victory. And they think they can get one over Duquesne. Duquesne University is being paid $400,000 to play the Seminoles. And former NBA player Terrence Williams, ringleader of a scheme to defraud the NBA's health plan, has pleaded guilty to identity theft and conspiracy to commit health care and wire fraud. He faces up to 20 years in prison. Williams is accused of defrauding the NBA Players Health and Welfare Benefit Plan. He has agreed to pay $2.5 million in restitution.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 83. Clear overnight, low of 64. Sunny on Sunday, 88. Monday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Sunny skies, 88. Tuesday, more of the same showers possible. High 84. Wednesday, sunny and a high near 82. Right now, 75 in Beaver County, 71 in Butler, 75 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 74 at WRCT with new music from Lit.
Comes out right, so I'll just keep my mouth shut. just keep my mouth shut. Stop the bad blood. Always end up making a new cut. So I'll just keep my mouth. There's no nice way to say what I'm thinking, but I can't keep my mouth shut.
New music from Lit on Radio 9. City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper. The US Justice Department has made public a redacted version of the affidavit that led to the FBI's search of Donald Trump's Florida home earlier this month. The former president is being investigated for removing classified files from the White House and taking them to his Mar-a-Lago residence, a potential violation of the Espionage Act. FSN's US correspondent Benji Heyer reports.
38 pages in total outlining how the Department of Justice had probable cause to believe that evidence of obstruction will be found at Donald Trump's property. It states the former president kept hold of hundreds of classified documents, including dozens marked top secret. Several of them were covered in what appears to be his handwritten notes. But much of the affidavit, some whole pages even, is redacted, blacked out, with the Department of Justice citing the need to protect the integrity of the probe, as well as the safety of civilian witnesses and law enforcement personnel. Donald Trump argues the partial unsealing of the affidavit amounts to a public relations subterfuge by the FBI. The White House, meanwhile, says it will not comment on an independent, ongoing investigation. Benji Heyer, Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Federal Reserve chairman has warned tight monetary policy will be needed until inflation in the U.S. is brought under control. Jerome Powell's annual policy speech at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, caused the Dow to drop more than 400 points as investors prepared for more interest rate rises. Inflation is running near a 40-year high, but amid fears a more aggressive approach could tip the U.S. economy into recession, Powell admitted that continuing to raise rates could create some hard times ahead.
While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. These are the unfortunate costs of reducing inflation.
UK Foreign Secretary and Conservative leadership candidate Liz Truss is in hot water over a remark she made about French President Emmanuel Macron. She was asked at a hustings event whether she saw him as a friend or a foe. Truss replied, "The jury is still out." FSN's Chris Jones reports from London.
It's a comment that has caused some backlash from the opposition Labour Party. Labour's David Lammy said it showed a woeful lack of judgment and that her thoughts had become clouded by weeks of playing to the gallery of Tory members. French President Emmanuel Macron also responded to Truss's comment. He said that the UK would always be friends with France, but said that if the two nations can't agree on that, there would be, quote, serious problems. The Conservative Party will elect a new leader on the 5th of September who will be tasked with sorting such issues. Chris Jones, London.
From Bureau Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Sweet.